Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
From the Built for Tough Studio, Boris Eisen, Greg Giannotti, it's Boomer and Geo on The Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network, and wherever you are on the free Odyssey app. Good Wednesday morning. We are back in studio all together. I hadn't seen Eddie Scazzeri in 2.5 weeks, so it was good to see him back in the building talking some baseball and two teams going in different directions. Yes, the Yankees are going to be fine. They're going to win the AL East, but what team are we going to get in the postseason as they drop another one last night? Frustrating as hell. The guy that they wanted to trade for in Luis Castillo shuts them down for a majority of the game. They have three hits. They run themselves out of innings in extra innings. They have the bases loaded, nobody out, can't score, and then lose in 13. And the Mets, on the other side of things, continue to roll, beating up on the Reds. A win streak again that we hadn't seen a lot of earlier in the season is now up to 5, and they are dominating at over 30 games over 500 at this point. And we're going to see Scherzer and DeGrom again right around the corner. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Good morning, G. I'm doing great. And watching the Mets play last night, you know, it actually is now appointment TV. It really is. I mean, when you think about where they have been and where they are going to and the way that they have played, especially over the last couple weeks, and with everybody being healthy, it's like you can't wait for the game to start. And last night you get the delay and they get the tarp out. We get the storms around here. And then, you know, the game gets started and you're like, literally, it's like the Mets are back. They are legitimately back, and as I was saying yesterday, they're amazing again, and that's the great part of all of this. And just watching it and watching Francisco Lindor be right in the middle of everything again offensively, and that's exactly the guy that they had signed last year, that big contract. Whatever happened last year is completely gone. And Carrasco, for the most part, pitched really well last night. So that's four outings really, you know, pitched well by Mets starters. And that's exactly what, you know, you hope you have going forward. So, I don't know, the crowds are getting bigger. The expectations you can feel are getting more and more and more and more and more. And quite frankly, with the Yankees scuffling right now, the Mets have now passed them in overall record. The Mets are playing about as good as anybody in baseball. They're not getting thrown out on the bases. They're not making mistakes. They're playing sound, fundamental buck baseball. And it is a joy to watch. It is an absolute joy to watch. And this is exactly what we as Met fans had been hoping for when Steve Cohen took over.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about 33 games over 500, 72-39. I mean, these seasons don't happen with the Mets. They just don't throughout the history of the organization. Regular seasons like this do not happen. They're projected to win over 100 games. They've now got the 7-game lead on the Braves. There's no letdowns with them at all, and they really could separate themselves even more in the division coming up with more games against the Phillies and more games against the Braves. And everybody that goes out there and takes the mound, even though Taijuan Walker had a crappy start the last time out, I mean, you've got confidence in every single one of them. I mean, Carlos Carrasco has been phenomenal. He's got guys waving at the slider last night. He's been winning a ton of games this year. So it's just everything about this team, other than maybe that bridge to Diaz when you need it in big games. I mean, you feel like they're just stacked. Yeah. You feel like there's no holes.
You know, I have to say that over the last 4 years, right, even though I'm not an Islander fan, it was appointment watching through COVID.
Sure.
It was because they were having success and they were winning.
Nobody else was around here.
Well, no, everybody else was around here because that was the only thing going on.
No, I'm saying that no other team was.
Oh, yeah. Okay, right. Yeah. Exactly. Then last year for me, the New York Rangers came out of nowhere and played their asses off, and Drury made some great trades. That was great. And now finally we have, at least on our side of the ledger, a Met team that is appointment TV watching. It's like, it's great when they're winning, man. It is great when they're winning, and it's great when they actually hire legitimate guys that you can really get behind. And, you know, and nothing against Luis Rojas or Mickey Callaway or any of those guys. They were novices. You know, they finally got like an adult manager, and the manager, you know, they went out and they got, and what I love what they did this offseason, and you don't really truly appreciate it until you watch it starting to unfold. And it can be, and it unfolds in a lot of different ways. So the most important guy that they brought in this offseason, other than Buck Showalter, was Max Scherzer. And Max Scherzer, when he's on the mound, is a completely different animal. And everybody plays to him. He goes quick. He pitches quick. Everybody's in the game. He's a freaking bulldog on the mound. And you didn't realize that until you watch him every single game. So, but then you think about the other little bits and pieces that they added to this team and discarded some other players that had been here a couple of years, 3 or 4 years. So when you bring in like a Starling Marte, and he has a season like he's having, a Mark Canna, you know, who's had his moments, you know, like an Escobar, who I know has been up and down, but still a good fielder at third base and has had his moments. And you just think about those players that round out that locker room and the success that they've had since they've been here. You know, that's one of the reasons why they have such a, you know, like I think a good clubhouse. Like the clubhouse was fractured last year.
Yeah, and a lot of that had to do with Francisco Lindor, which was concerning coming into this season because I said, you know, think about the contract that he's got. He's not going anywhere. Obviously had an issue with the fans. Didn't look like he was adjusting to New York all that well. Javi Baez comes in, his buddy. We got thumbs down, and it's a mess. And I'm thinking, Lindor's making him do that. Coming into the year, I'm like, I don't know what to expect from this guy. And he was terrible offensively, too. And he's turned it completely around. He looks like one of the best guys in the clubhouse. He hugs everybody. He's smiling all the time.
Well, you know,
he's a leader.
You know what he is? He's going through the metamorphosis that your boy Edwin Diaz went through.
Sure.
Now, he wasn't as bad as Edwin Diaz was when Edwin first got here. But now both of those guys are central figures in the entire success of the team. And both of those guys now realize, on the good side of things, what it means to play here in New York and win here in New York. Because they're feeling it. They're feeling it from the fans, and the fans are appreciating the effort. And, you know, when you see Lindor's diving in the home plate or diving into second base, you know, the effort's there, the smile's there, the production is there, and the team is winning. So this is prime example of what it means, you know, to be here in New York and be successful and be the guy that you got paid to be when once you got here.
Sure. And the offensive season is really good. I mean, it's not $340 million good, but it's really, good.
It's for top Lindor. Look, I think he's about third in RBIs or something.
Yeah, I mean, he hit his 20th home run last night.
Yeah. I mean, so, and look, all I can tell you is that there was a point in time where Giant fans couldn't stand Eli Manning. They couldn't stand him.
Yeah.
And, you know, we started here, and it was like, get rid of him, get rid of him, get rid of him. And then out of the blue, they go to the Super Bowl, and then he becomes one of the most beloved athletes New York has ever seen. And I don't know how else to put it other than you got to turn it off, you got to stop listening to all the negativity, and then try to become the player that everybody knows you can be. And that's exactly what Lindor has done. That's what Edwin Diaz has done. And that's part of, like, you know, why this is so enjoyable watching those guys. Because it you know, I know I make fun and I compare Edwin Diaz to Mariano and everything. That's just to tweak Yankee fans a little bit. But let's face it. You know, when Edwin Diaz comes in now with the trumpets and all that other stuff, I mean,
that's become like a national sensation now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like everybody's talking about
it.
People are filming videos of themselves running into work with the song. Maggie Gray did that yesterday, I saw, with the trumpets going as she ran into the CBS Sports Network studio. It's become like a thing.
It is.
Everywhere, not just here. I mean, people are paying attention to the Mets. And with every win, the expectations are growing, though. Because this
is that's what you want.
Exactly. But this is what happens, especially for a fan base that hasn't seen ton of championships.
When you hear the players, like in the post game, like on the field interviews with like Steve Gelbs, every single one of them is like, the atmosphere is great. The atmosphere is wonderful. You know, as an athlete, that's what you want. I mean, that's what you're trying to build to. Like, you want to play in that atmosphere. When the Rangers were playing at the Garden this year, and, you know, and the fans are standing half the game and they're screaming and yelling. Or, you know, it's just, it's amazing when you're a part of something like that. And we've, like you said, we very rarely see it with this particular organization. But then with the other organization, the Yankees, it's always World Series or bust. And I have to say, I didn't see the game last night. I did get in here this morning and I did watch some of the highlights. And I just really, wanted to see exactly how Gerrit Cole was going to respond.
Yeah.
And he responded.
He was great.
He responded.
He stayed in the game, went over 100 pitches. He was brilliant last night. And I always feel like he doesn't put together bad starts in a row. And I thought that he would come out and he'd be really, really good. But didn't part of you think, like, man, if the Yankees would have been able to get Luis Castillo, how much more dominant would they be? Now, I know we're going to give Frankie Montas another chance because his first start after the whole losing a family member and everything else was just a mess for him, his schedule and showing up. But, I mean, if those two guys who were battling it out yesterday were on the same team, and I know that the Mariners paid a ton to get Luis Castillo, but, I mean, we've seen him three times now against the Yankees, once as a member of the Reds, twice as a member of the Mariners, and the guy's been phenomenal every single time. I mean, that 1-2 punch would have been one of the best, you know, not like Scherzer and DeGrom, but it would have been pretty damn good. Would have been the best in the American League.
Well, let's give Frankie Montas a chance. I know that Luis Castillo is a proven commodity. You know, without question, a proven commodity and the most sought after guy. And that's why I think Seattle like jumped the gun. Like, they went before everybody else.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing, too, also, we were talking about the loss of Carpenter for the Yankees. Now it's Miguel Andujar.
Yeah.
It's his turn now. Now, he was in the game last night, didn't do much, but the point being is that now he has yet another opportunity to show that he belongs here. Just remember when they sent him down, how ticked off he was. I don't blame him because he was playing well when he was here last time.
I mean, he finished second in Rookie of the Year that first year. He was up only to Shohei Ohtani. That's how good he was.
Yeah, but I'm talking about this year when he was up here this year.
Like, no, I know.
Sent him down, I think... Like, so now, Carpenter's gone. You know, there's a chance we may not see him for the rest of the season.
A very good chance.
Right. So now it's up to him now. This is where the opportunities start to present themselves. You know, it's the injuries, whether it be, you know, a baseball player, NBA player, hockey player, whatever. You never know when your opportunity is going to present itself. And once again, Miguel Andujar has another opportunity.
Yeah.
For all the Yankee fans out there were ticked off that they sent him down and they kept Joey Gallo. You know, I think people forgot that he was still down there when Carpenter got hurt. And I was like, all right, next man up, and here comes the next man.
No, he was the forgotten man. There's no doubt about it. In years past, we've talked about this, how the Yankees have dealt with injuries has been phenomenal. They're always calling guys up, and they always have a next man up, and people are producing. This year, it has not been like that. You know, they've been losing guys, and they've been losing games.
Well, Carpenter is the one guy that has been that way.
Well, yeah, he's been great, but the Yankees, for the most part, have been healthy this year.
Except for now Stanton and Rizzo, and then, of course,
right.
Carpenter.
That's so now guys. You've now hit that injury patch, and they can feel it.
It's one-third of your lineup is out.
Yeah. I mean, they've lost 6 out of 7 now. They continue, and I never thought we'd be in a position here in early August, at August 10th, where the Mets would have a better record than the Yankees. Because, I mean, the Yankees were rolling. I mean, I know that pace that they were on was probably unrealistic. There had to be some sort of regression to the mean with them, but... I mean, the surging Mets and the Yankees slipping back. I mean, the fact that they've got a better record than them now, it like blows me away.
Well, it just goes to show you how long the season really is.
I know.
And it doesn't mean the Yankees can't get it back at any point, but it doesn't seem like they're in a dull malaise right now.
Yeah.
And like I said, they're missing one-third of their lineup. And, you know, it's like last time was a hell of a baseball game. That game lasted 4 hours, and it went in 13 innings. And only one run was scored.
I think it ended about 4 hours ago. Yes. It was like 2:15. I think the game ended.
I know, man. But man, you know what this is all coming down to? I mean, for both of these teams now, it comes down to October baseball. That's it. I mean, I want to enjoy the ride. That's part of it. That's part of the fun, and that's why Met baseball is must-watch baseball now.
Yeah, and if you think about it, like, enjoying the ride is easier for the Mets fan because of all the terrible seasons that we've seen over the last number of years. Whereas for a Yankee fan, they always make the playoffs. They always have great regular seasons. They're always winning games. And then you become impatient, and then you have to go to the playoffs and cross your fingers. You know, with the Mets, it's like, God, we never get this.
I can hear it now, man. I don't really want to predict negativity, but man, if the Yankees don't make it,
Aaron Boone?
No, not Aaron Boone. Brian Cashman, because it's going to be Frankie Montas versus Luis Castillo.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like that is going to be the crux of everything. I mean, injuries happen, and it's unfortunate what happened to the Carpenter. But that, to me, that's the crux of everything. Especially
Brian Cashman sucks.
And, well, I don't think so. But the fact that you, you brought up Castillo's last three starts, and two of them came against the Yankees.
Yeah, I mean, he's been unbelievable. I mean, in the way, just everything about him, he just looks like a big game pitcher. You know, walking off the mound and clapping. He's into it. If they would have had Cole and Castillo in that rotation, I mean, my goodness. Those two guys battling it out last night, you really saw what they can do in big spots. Because the Mariners, I mean, they're having a great season, too, for them. And they really went for it because they haven't been to the playoffs since 2001. They were like, screw it. Screw the prospects. We don't care. We're going to trade you 1, 3, and 5 or whatever, three of their top five prospects to go get Luis Castillo because it's that important to them.
All right, so Montas is going to be pitching Saturday at the Red Sox.
Okay.
That's his next start for the Yankees.
All right, we'll see.
And that's going to be an interesting place to be starting.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So hopefully he's got his feet back underneath them and he can just relax and they can work with him and they can talk to him and they can figure out who he is and how they're going to approach the Red Sox hitters and everything else like that. And he gets himself up off the mat and he shows you that he's going to be a reason why they're going to win.
I mean, they absolutely need him. I mean, he is supposed to be, after this trade, the number two starter for the Yankees in the postseason. Like, that's what they traded for. I mean, to me, it should be Cortez, but that's what they traded for Montas for.
I still think that they're thinking that Cortez is like,
don't know. Can't
trust him. We're happy with what he's doing. It's an amazing story, but it just, I don't think that they're in love with, the whole thing. It's like, to me, you watched Castillo and Cole pitch last night, and watching those highlights, I mean, you could see that those guys, you know, they got gas. They're not trying to fool anybody. They can pinpoint their pitches when they're on. I don't necessarily know that that's, Cortez.
It's not, but he's effective, and he's been great for an extended period of time.
He has been, so.
Yeah, even last year, into this year. So I think it's time to trust him in the biggest moments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.